Father, you know where we are every day of our life. You know what we go through. You know how we feel. Father, we just give you praise. We give you glory with adoration and love and for your constant blessing. Your very special touch from heaven that only you can give us. Father, we just thank you and we give you praise and glory. I thank you for being with me this week. Lord, I thank you for taking away that pain out of my leg, and I thank you for getting rid of it for me, and I thank you for that goodness. I thank you for that loving kindness. I thank you that you're always faithful, that you're always on time. Father, we know very soon that we're going to be with you. And Father, we thank you for that opportunity of just being able to come to that special place. It's beyond our imagination what you're preparing for us. Your word says, eye hath not seen, neither ear heard, neither has entered the heart of men, the things that you prepared for them that love you. And Father, this night we pray that we'll grow deeper in love. We'll grow deeper desiring thy will. We will grow fonder of you every day of our life. Help us to reach that point as an overcomer. And we thank you. And we pray for the people this night through the world, wherever they are this night that's going through hardships, through difficulties, through times of sickness, times of sorrow, times of going through trials. They don't know what the answer is. And for those this night who are hungry, for those who does not have enough food, for that one that has not a place to sleep this night, for that one that has going through bitter hardship this day, I pray that you'll encourage these, lift them up, send your angels to them as ministering spirits to help them this night. Father, we pray that you'd send those ministering angels this second, speedily to help these, speedily to bless them, speedily to do as only your angels can do as ministering spirits. And Father, we pray the release for those angels right now to go forth and let these people that receive be encouraged. Let them be that no longer the victim, but let them be that one that's receiving that joy, that mighty blessing, that mighty strength, that a mighty anointing, and provide for them, keep them, shelter them, protect them under the mighty hand, your mighty hand, Father God. Father, we pray for our nation this night. We pray for those in leadership this night. We pray for our president, our vice president, for those lawmakers, for those senators, and those all of the House of Representatives, all of those that's in leadership this night. Father, for our governors, every state, we pray for them, the lieutenant governors. We pray for the leadership of America this night. We pray for the pastors. We pray for the evangelists. We pray for all leaders. Father, we pray that you'll rekindle a fire within their bosom, Lord God, that they might be on fire for you this day. You've showed me this day how we need to be on fire. We need to be always warm in thy spirit. We should never get cold. We need to be not weary and well-doing. For in due season, your word says, we will reap if we faint not. And Father, we know in our natural status that we're able to get tired. We're able to get weary. And Father, you are our supplier. You are our waymaker. You are our keeper. And Father, this night we pray that you encourage all those this night that need this special touch. Relieve them from the heartaches of trials, of situations that's beyond, that's hard for them to express this night. And Father, for those that's going through floods and earthquakes and all these tornadoes and things that's happening throughout the world, the hardships that's coming upon this world, I pray that you'd bless them, meet their need, meet them, be with them, let them realize that that day is coming soon when you're coming after redeemed. And Father, these are the marks of the time is being described out by your mighty spirit. And these things shall come to pass before your coming. And Father, we're in that period when these things are starting to happen. So give us that extra strength, that extra blessing to keep being faithful in you this day. And we thank you for that wonderful pardon. We thank you for that you forgive us. Oh, there's redemption through the blood of Jesus. That we can have forgiveness when we fail you, that we can call upon you. And you said we can call upon you 70 times 7 in one day, and you'll still forgive us, Father God, for you're that merciful. And Father, help us to remember that we all we have to do is call upon you, and you're there to to help us, to strengthen us. Do you realize that we're made of clay? We're made in thy image, but there's not no spirit of your within us, only what we have through the Holy Spirit and through Jesus. And Father, we thank you for that privilege this night to be able to love you, to call upon thy name. What a privilege just to be able to call upon your name. And Father, we thank you in the wonderful name of Jesus. Amen. You know, we're living in a time when we should be thinking about, most of us a lot of times think more about our lifestyles, like we're going to have our doctor bills paid, all the insurances and our homes, and we have fire insurance and insurance to go to the doctor and go to the hospital like Betty had to go. All these things are part of life itself, and there we need to be concerned about these. But the number one priority, even above all of those, is our relationship with a true and living God. Where do we line up with him? Are we way away? Or because we need to try to come as close as we can, and God will work with us. God's a wonderful God, and he will work with us. He will, as long as we work, he will work a workable situation out for us to help us to come in that place, because he desires that we'll all to live with him forever. And that's what the plan of earth's about. God made this wonderful earth, and the planets, all this, to bring us in, that we would have a place that mankind could live a few short years in life, and those short years of their life, that they would want to have the one that provided that life for them. And that one that provided that life for them is our living God. God made us surroundings that we can live in, and live a 70, 80 years, a lot of us, many times, maybe whatever it is. But in that lifetime, we find the Savior, which is Jesus Christ. And he was the propitiation of our sins, not for our sins only, but for the sins of the whole world. Jesus, through the love of God, made a very special emphasis, if we would believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, that we can be saved, that we can be set free, that we can, any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. Former things are passed away, behold, all things become new. What a wonderful blessing that you can have a new translation in the Lord Jesus Christ. And you can hang on to it. You don't have to go back in the old, lose the joy, lose the peace. If you'll stay in the Spirit of God and praise God, you can stay in that place after keeping that renewed day by day. The light affliction we have is only for a moment, work for us a far more exceedingly eternal weight of glory. Through the eyes of faith, we can obtain life flowing manna from heaven, a blessing that flows evermore, that we don't have to be the recipient of trials, of hardships. Many people are going through hardship, through failures. God just performed miracles on me, on my home. You know, it's God's every place. If it wasn't for the Lord, I could not make it. God's pouring out his blessing. God said this last hour is going to provide, and we cannot be limited in our belief. We cannot limit. We cannot put any limits to have being right status with God. God wants to just know that he is God, and God wants to take, that he's going to take care of us. He loves us so much, and we need to get that up here and down inside of us, that our Heavenly Father loves us so much that he will do anything he can to help us. He's not a hard taskmaster. He is the glorious. He is the one that wants to set America free, that wants to set each one individual free. He wants to set every person on this world, because God has a plan for this world. But that plan is very close. That time is running out. That time's coming down to where it's a time. And the Bible says in Romans in the 13th chapter, and knowing the time, now it is high time to wake out of sleep. For now is our salvation near than believe. The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off all the works, and let us put on the whole armor of God. The enemy has come such a way, he's come to paralyze God's people. He's come in like a flood over America. And this land was a land that believed in God and had that in God we trust. And today it's coming to place. Things are happening in America that we know that America has lost that first love. They don't have that first state in their being that they're going to serve God out of true God. There's many, many gods in America today. There's many, 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 many gods that's coming without the God of God. The God we serve is real. There's gods of this world, and the gods of this world come in as an explosion of many things from the pit of hell. And it comes in so casual. It comes in a way that you'll think, well, it's okay. It's not really
devilish. Yeah, see, I can see it, but it's a way to start steering you. It's a start of losing your confidence in your Heavenly Father. It takes a supernatural experience of God every day of your life, and if in any way that you can allow something to get in there to start steering you from that in your thought world, you can't live it within your mind. You've got to have the Spirit of God occupying you at all times. You've got to have that correction. It's like a compass that leads you through the darkness, and you need that same compass of God upon you supernaturally every day of your life. It's your first priority. When you wake up in the morning, you say, "Good morning, Father. Good morning, Jesus. Good morning, Holy Ghost." They're the reason. And we need to have that in our heart. Good morning, Father. I thank you. This is going to be your day. We're going to have a good day in you this day. We're so against faith. We're so lacking in trust. We're so lacking in being able. We're so full of unbelief. And we're so lacking in belief. We need the belief of God that God will never let us go. He is on our side. Like years ago, I had to learn when God says do it. I had to learn to do it. God seen in my heart that I had to get it out of my heart. And then there's not room for unbelief. That's one thing that God doesn't want is unbelief. If we're unbelief, God is back from you. He backed off of me. And I said, "Lord, forgive me. Let me not get no more unbelief in my heart." He'll give us situations where we got to stand by His faith. God will test us. We'll stand like David was tested when he stood against Goliath. Many times David was tested, and we see that in life. Struggles, not everything's easy. There's time when you got to stand against that Goliath. There's time when the king that you're like David was pursuing him, and that's what we find in life. We'll go a ways, and everything's perfect, and pretty soon we find that everything's come down, and we're head and shoulders in trials and problems like Job. Job says, "Though God slay me, yet I'll trust Him." We need that. "Though God slay me, I'll trust Him." Job was a mighty man of God. God says, "You can go do anything to Job, but take his life and he will serve me." And Satan says, "Oh no, he won't." And yes, he did. But Job stood strong in the Lord. And we can stand strong in the Lord. We can stand and say, "Lord, I'm going to be your child. And I want that he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty." And it says, "I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge." We need to learn the Word of God and lean on the Word of God. Stand upon the Word of God. "I can do all things, and having done all to stand." That means literally doing what the Word of God stands and standing on. And God will back you up. He will give you joy unspeakable. He will come. Let the glory of God. He will send angels for you if He needs me. God is very true. He's very powerful. But yet He's very considerate. Even of our cares. He's the God of all comfort. The comforter, the great comforter, that He comes down when persons are going through loss of a loved one. How that God comes down and comforts them. God realizes. But see that many times God has it's a reunion for Him, because the one that we're so like Betty, He was with Betty. So we have to get that in our mind. The family of God is more what God has than our family is. Our family is just partially, but God's family is in the supernatural. And the supernatural is beyond any degree higher than all other reunions. The family reunion is a great reunion. It comes to a certain place, but there will be a place that you will actually graduate, that your whole being will be in the spirit realm. And we need to learn to grow in the spirit realm. I've never talked about this much to tonight, but the spirit realm is a place that you need to start and don't have to be afraid of. You can have the faith in God. There's wrong spirits. That's why you need to accept the good spirits. The wrong spirits will come to give you headaches, to give you troubles. And you can tell when the old wicked one comes in, you can say, "Buzz off, buddy. I'm God's child. Greater is He that's within me, He's in the world." We need to have that faith, determination, that we're going to strive for the things of heaven. We're going to strive because I'm going home. And how we wouldn't feel in our hearts when we stand before the Lord if we was sort of, we just backed off a lot. You're going to feel better if you go all the way. You're going to feel better when you give God your all. You're going to feel better up there when you know that you went all the way. You're not going to feel better when you know that you've given the last farthing. You're going to feel better when you're in His presence. He says, "Well done, my child. Well done, thou faithful servant. I enter in the rest, for I love thee." And just give, you know that it's true. God forgives you, but We need to realize that we will go the second mile, that God will bless us. Don't go just the first, just to get it in, but go all the way. And you'll have success. You'll have fun. You'll have the faithful call of God. And you're greater. You can feel the armies of heaven come down to support you, to bless you. The armies of heaven are designed to help God's wonderful people. And they're there to give us lessons out, encourage us every day. That you don't have to have a sour day, a bad day, but you can have the heavenly lift from heaven. That you can have, Tony, right now, you can have a good day. And all everyone out there in the land of the United States today, you can have a good day every day of your life. You just have to determine to have it, and God will have you grow to the place that you, every day of your life, can be a good day. That's not saying you might not have a toothache, a headache, but God will give you grace with those, whatever you come against. God's greater. And after a while, the Bible says, after we've been tested a while, He will settle you, strengthen you, that you don't have to no longer go through these situations. That's in 1 John. He will settle you, strengthen you, stable you, that you won't have to go through these temptations. Those temptations are just to test us. And Job, for his testing, was probably only about 9 months. He lost all. He lost a bunch of things. He lost family. He lost many things. But he didn't lose God. And for the next part of his life, Job went many, 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 many years. Become a grandpa. Had the fairest daughters that there was. Job's daughters were fairer than anybody else. Job had glory. Yet he was probably 9 months. God don't punish you forever. It goes through that thing. The Bible says after you went through these things, He will settle you, strengthen you, establish you, that you will live, and you don't have to worry going back through it, because greater is He that's within you. He's the world. These people are having up and down situations because they're not paid in full. That's why churches have problems, because they don't, not where they should be. It's real plain. It's just like you go out here and buy a caterpillar. If you don't do any maintenance on that thing, well, it's going to fall apart pretty soon. And that's what we do. We got to do maintenance. That means is getting up and praying, getting up and shining the word, having a loving heart, getting rid of that old sour spirit, that sourness of us. We're so sour that we're just everything we go, we spew like we make everybody sick. Just like Jonah, he got down in the ocean. He got sick. This fish had to spew in the bank. And that's why we can get. We get so sour. We get so alert. And God's still loving us. We still love us when we're sour. He wants to get that sourness off of you and get a sweet, sweet spirit. Get the sweetest, the glory of God, that you have a sweet love for everyone. You care for people. You understand people when they frown, when they upset. You say, praise God, I can help you. I'm here to support you. I'm not here to condemn you, but I'm here to lift you up. The Bible says, that brother, take and be overtaken with a fault. The sister also, ye which are spiritual, restore such a one the spirit of meekness. Consider thyself, lest also thou shalt fall. Bear ye one another's burdens, so fulfill the law of the Christ. That's what's wrong with Christians this day. We're not considered of our brother or sister. God wants us to be considered of our family. We're to love one another. We're to share our love. We're to be that example of praise. We don't go around tooting our own horn, but we, oh, the glory of God is on. Well, I feel the God on the top of my head. The glory! It's wonderful! It's wonderful if you can feel what I feel here. God's going to bring a miracle to America. Oh, I feel the glory of God at this very second out there. If you need a touch, God is the answer. He'll heal you in this minute. If you're there, God wants to open the windows of heaven. God's sending down mercies to you upon this side. God's sending down forgiveness. God's sending down a total rehabilitation package for you this night. God's here to give you strength. God's here to forbear you. God's here to uplift you. God's here to encourage you. God's here to deliver you this night in a very special and a very large way, a very glorious way, a very perfective way in the Lord Jesus Christ. God doesn't lose battles. He's a winner, and you can be a winner also this night. You can come, and God will bless you. God will give you a new head start. God will bless your business. God will bless your home. God will bless your body this night. Those that need a healing, touch your body. God heal you right now in Jesus' name. I pray for a healing in this night. I pray right now in Jesus' name. I claim healing. Father, I don't care what the skeptics say. I claim healing to all these ones, these victims. that find themselves without hope. I pray for a mighty blessing, a reservoir of God's glory. I pray for the mighty majestic power from heaven to open the windows of heaven to protect the mighty people, that you, they will be you, people who have been enslaved to the enemy of this world, to set them free this night, that they will no longer be enslaved. They would be set free. They would be believers. They would receive that mark from heaven. And they would no longer be a slave, but they would be a blessing from God. God will bless those ones, those who have had narcotics and all the drug problems this night. You can be set free this moment. You can, those who have gone through alcohol, you can be set free by the Spirit of God. God's here to set you free. The over these wavelengths, God's here. Have the glory of God's here. But sir, daughter, husband, wife, whoever you are, for that one that's going through trials, God can set you free. He'll give you that liberty this night, encourage you this night, that you can have a wonderful life. And God, will you can suit you and make you ready for heaven. You will not also have a wonderful life now, but you will enjoy a wonderful life for eternity. What a blessing. I feel the glory. The glory of God is all over me this night. God's here to bless you. God's there to save you. Whatever your situation is in America, to the world this night, God wants to heal you. God wants to pour His glory upon you in a blessed way. I have never felt this night like I feel this night. The glory of God's here to touch you. Don't be afraid. God has not given you a spirit of fear, but a power. Let us sound by need to be afraid of the enemy. He is the one that will kill you. He is the one that can destroy you. Get away from him. He is the bad boy. He is the bad one. Come, seek God, and God will bless you. God will encourage you this night. God will strengthen you this night. God will heal you in a mighty way. All glory to God. The glory of God is here to help your people. I pray for America this night. I pray for our leadership this night. I pray for those churches that have very shallow beliefs this night. I pray that they'll get on fire. I pray, Lord God, let the pastors get a fire. Let them get their bosom moving by the Spirit of God. Out there, I pray for everyone in America this night to receive a blessing from heaven. I pray, Lord God, the leadership to get on fire this night. And Father, I give you praise, I give you glory, I give you honor, Lord God. It's so wonderful. Hear your glory. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of shadow of death, I shall fear no evil. For thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest the table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I shall dwell in the house of the Lord. I shall dwell in the house of Jesus forever. All out there tonight, if you don't know Jesus, accept him. You can live in his house forever. And you can have that shepherd. He will be your shepherd while you're here. You know, there's too many people that's like the city sheep. The city sheep, they have been pinned up. They've been taken out of their place. And they have no leadership. They're just pinned up in pens, and they have no offspring, and they don't really have nothing but they're used for purposes of butcher shops, and they have nothing, and they've been lured in this place. Oh, just come in, and we will feed you. We will give you hay. We will take care of you. No one will say anything to you. You can just live your own peculiar way. You can just live and just like you wish to live, and we won't say a word to you. We won't get on to you. We'll just let you do what you want to do. And that's the picture of many this day. What they need is being set free. A sheep needs a shepherd. A sheep needs a shepherd. And we are the true sheep. We are the sheep that need a shepherd. Jesus, I desire you as my shepherd this night. Out there tonight, we all need Jesus as our shepherd. He never loses any. And we get so involved having things that we find ourselves locked up in a pen and just being ushered in, waiting to die. And that's what's happened to many people in this world today. I see it. They're ready to die, but they're not going to make heaven. They're going to have a penalty upon them. They're going to lose out, and they're going to go to a devil's hell. God doesn't wish that out there. God wants you to have furnished and live with him. God has a place, a choice place for each one of you. But we gotta need the shepherd of Jesus. We need the shepherd of the Holy Ghost. We need to have his voice. My sheep know my voice. They come up and call on a stranger they do not know. We don't need them, the voice of that stranger, no longer. That stranger says, oh, come into my camp. And you get in my camp, I will let you have fun. I will let you have all you wish for. And that's the trap of the devil. He comes in, and these sheep find themselves in a controllable element, and they like it so well because they're being spoon-fed. But they don't need spoon-fedding. They need to have the power of God. So many times we go by our feelings out there, and our feelings will put us down to a place that we lose out what God has given to us, and we'll lose out our eternal home. We will lose out the faith that God's given us, and we need to realize that the enemy is as the master builder at building traps for each one of us. We need the help, the safety of our Lord Jesus Christ every day. The enemy will never let us go. He's on against us all the time. He comes to lure us. He comes to take away that blessing. He comes to destroy our minds. He comes to put thoughts in our head that's not from God. He wants to have us that we'll get discouraged. He says, oh, you don't need to be around those Christians. They'll rub off on you. But we need to have the Spirit of God. Don't listen to that one no longer. And God will set you free. God will set you free this night. We all need the Savior. We all need the wonderful love of Jesus. We're just sheep. We lost our way without Jesus. He knows the way. He's the way, the truth, and life. No one comes to the Father but by Jesus. Jesus has given us the Holy Ghost, the same Spirit that lifted up Jesus will lift us up. He's here to help us, that we will maintain until the day the Lord Jesus takes us out, which is going to be very short term. It's very close to that day. But the enemy will come in constantly to take us away, even through people that meanwhile will have an influence on us many times to cause us to stray away from the Lord Jesus Christ. I've seen many people, when they received the baptism of the Holy Spirit, and how the older people say, now you just back off. And that's just a thing, a tool from the enemy. That's from the time the people of God need to be on fire, is when they first receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And you can have, it'll be a real, but you start cooling yourself off, and you'll get cold. You'll get frigid, and you'll be a backslider, and you'll lose out. God has a plan for man this day that you will live, that you can live faithfully by the Spirit of God. I'm going to close because God said close. I feel the glory come down. God says, but out there tonight, I pray if you have a need, God is the answer. Hallelujah. I'm excited. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm going to quit. Well, I feel so good, but I know God says quit, so I'm going to quit. Thank you, Jesus.